Welcome back. You're listening to The Point with Dr. Shauna on WADK, and we're discussing how important it is that kids are offered healthy food choices. So Joy, what do you say to parents who say they don't want to deprive their kids of common, say, like junk food snacks, chips, cookies, those types of things?
Well, I guess the question I ask is, when did it become fashionable to eat junk food, invented food, and when did it become cool to eat Pez and Pixie Sticks? You know, the way I look at it is parents shouldn't feel that they're depriving their kids of anything except perhaps a lifetime of bad health. By not letting your kids indulge in their favorite cookies, you're doing them a favor. So it's a shift in the thinking for parents. And I also always wonder, why do we think it's okay to deprive our kids of cigarettes if they smoke, but we're afraid to stop them from eating sugar?
That's a good point.
You know, when did it become the cultural norm to have Twinkies and Ding Dongs as your snack?
Yeah. So now, Joy, what do you do with a child who is a fussy eater, or even your strategy in dealing with a teenager who is not as disciplined as, say, an adult, maybe in choosing healthy foods?
Well, I always say you have to have a sense of humor.
That's right.
And you need to laugh a little bit, because otherwise, especially with the teenagers, you'll want to pull your hair out. But with children, I always tell parents, just be patient. Keep introducing new foods. And be a role model to your children. If you're eating nice, healthy foods, it will be encouraging to the children. The other thing I always say is, if all that fails, being patient, reintroducing, be sneaky. You can puree your vegetables. You can buy some organic baby food if you don't have time to puree your own. And put it in your casseroles and your meatballs. Stuff that meatloaf with zucchini. I even did that with my own kids one day, and a piece of broccoli was sticking through the meatloaf, and my daughter said, Mom,
there's evidence.
You put some vegetables in here. I'm like, oh yeah. But with teens, I again say, you know, have a sense of humor, but educate them. Take them with you to the market. Again, let them pick out what they want. Teach them how to cook. And I also say, be firm. I don't give teens a choice. I say, you need to do this if you'd like to stop your medication for your attention deficit. Let's do an experiment, I say. Let's give it a month or two. Do you notice a difference?
So tell us a little bit about your upcoming children's book.
My upcoming children's book is called Is Your Hair Made of Donuts? And it's a magical story about children who learn that they are what they eat. So briefly, it's about two siblings who grew up eating healthy food. Their mom and dad never let them have junk food. And the kids feel very different when they go to school. So one day in the market, there they are picking out their broccoli, and the little girl begs her mother to please let her have some junk food. So the mom takes them into the wastelands, which I refer to as the center of the market, because you never see an organic market in the middle of the market. And she lets them have whatever they want, and they seem to have this liking for donuts because they're pretty and they're different colors. Well, they went home and ate all the food, and at night they have a dream that what they ate, their hair turns into. And after that, the mom gets a chance to explain that what you do eat affects your body. It affects your eyes and your skin and your hair. So there's a nice teaching point, and there's some recipes for children at the end.
Very good. And do you recommend that kids take a supplement?
Yes, because in an ideal world, you would be able to get all the nutritional value from your food. But as we all know, the food sources today are not optimally loaded with nutrition. The soil is depleted. So I do recommend a few things for children. Omega-3 fatty acids, a multivitamin, and kelp. Kelp is a great mineral that has lots of little trace minerals in it for growing children.
Very good. Joy, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you'd like to learn more about Joy Feldman's practice of nutritional counseling, you can visit her website at joyfeldman.com. You can find her on Facebook at JHF Nutritional Consulting, as well as on Twitter. Today's question of the week is, can acupuncture help me with fatigue? Acupuncture can be very effective in increasing one's energy. And a lack of energy comes about for a number of reasons. When we're stressed out, we tend to lose sleep while our mind races from one worry to another. It can be a symptom of depression or of chronic disease like fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. And fatigue can even be a side effect of Western medical treatments. Regardless of the reason behind it, fatigue can be treated with acupuncture. I want to hear from you, so please send in your question asking me how acupuncture can help you live a healthier life. Send in your question to me by calling or texting 401-297-1642. You can find me on Facebook at Aquidneck Island Acupuncture, or you can visit my website at aquidneckacupuncture.com. Today's Stress Buster tip of the week is smile. Smiling is one of the easiest and most effective natural remedies for stress. At first, it may be a purely mechanical process as you position your mouth to create a smile. But the trick lies in coming up with happy thoughts that you can smile about. Before you know it, you'll be smiling automatically along with the people around you who want to hear about your happy thoughts. Anyway, smiling just feels good and puts others at ease and can diffuse a stressful situation. You can't run away from stress. It's an inevitable part of life. Sometimes stress can be beneficial because it can motivate you and also shape your character as a strong and wise person. However, chronic stress can prevent you from enjoying life to the fullest. Smiling can be your way of handling life's course with greater ease and happiness. Last week's puzzler was, what is the name of the tree that is used in traditional Chinese medicine for its memory-boosting medicinal property? These trees are commonly planted in cities, and we even have a couple here in Newport. The answer is ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo has been used extensively in Chinese herbal medicine to help nourish the brain so that you can feel more focused and remember things easier. You can find this tree actually just outside of Citizens Bank at Washington Square. Congratulations, Corinne, you've won the puzzler. This week's puzzler is, name the flower that is often referred to by Chinese poets and artists. If you think you know the answer, please contact me. You can submit your answer to me by calling or texting 401-297-1642, or you can email me at info@aquidneckacupuncture.com. You can find me on Facebook and post it there at Aquidneck Island Acupuncture, or visit my website where all this information can be found at aquidneckacupuncture.com. This concludes today's show about nutrition, specifically for children's health. If you'd like to learn more about Joy Feldman and her practice of nutritional balancing and consulting, visit her website at joyfeldman.com. You can find her at Facebook at JHF Nutritional Consulting, as well as on Twitter. I have podcasts of previous To The Point episodes on the radio section of my website that you can listen to in case you've missed any part of this show or others. I'm a provider for Blue Cross Blue Shield, Tufts, and United Healthcare Insurance Companies. I'm a columnist for Newport This Week newspaper, so please pick up the paper to read my articles about health and wellness and corresponding events here on Aquidneck Island. You can also find the articles that I've written on my website on the articles page. If you'd like to learn more about acupuncture, you can call me at 401-297-1642. You can follow me on Facebook via Aquidneck Island Acupuncture, where I regularly post current research about acupuncture. And of course, you can read more about acupuncture through my website at aquidneckacupuncture.com. Tune into next week's show about my new pain management program. Until next week, remember to keep it to the point. I'll see you next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on WADK 1540 AM.